Shanlon, we've heard a lot about the mental toughness of this year's team. What does mental toughness mean to you, and how have you seen it manifested on this team this season?
I feel like mental toughness is just the sense of no matter what's going on, do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes physically, mentally. You know, in this instance, you know, people talk about our rookies and our young guys stepping up, and they have a lot of mental toughness, so I'm excited about that.
Have the close games, the number of close games you guys have been in this year, does that contribute to a feeling of mental toughness?
It definitely gives you range, you know, knowing what your team can do, and just it's just a testimony, you know, for everyone around the league and around the sport of football, just seeing teams come back like that and just seeing, you know, it's just great football.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think, Chandler, the comebacks, the resiliency during the regular season, how much do you think translates to the playoffs?
Like I just said, it helps. It helps a lot. You know, knowing the range of your team, knowing certain things that you can do, you know. You know, when late in the season like this, you know, I've only played in the playoff once. This is my second time. But from what I know, late in the season like this, you know, a lot of things happen, you know. And knowing, you know, like, If you rewind back to the Denver game, we were down 24 points, 1.5. Just certain things like that, you know, and then coming back. So just knowing the range of your team.
Hey, Chandler, this team has had a lot of success but hasn't won a Super Bowl in many years, way before you got here. Do you relate to that? Do you think about the legacy that they've built here and now what you and guys like you can do moving forward?
What we're trying to do is beat the Colts, to be honest with you. You take it one game at a time, especially in this tournament. You take it one game at a time and actually one play at a time and try to execute every single play. So our biggest focus is winning against the Colts and executing against the Colts.
But what about the history here, though, of championships? Does that resonate with you?
No, not at all. Like I said just before, our biggest focus is winning on Saturday night.
Did you learn from your one playoff game last year?
Just being consistent, you know. Like I said in the previous interview, mistakes can't be limited, but they have to be eliminated. Just being consistent, you know. You have to play perfect football, and that's what we have to do Saturday night, play perfect football. That's what we're trying to do.
Chandler, I know you're focused on the Colts offense this week, but they have a really good edge player on the other side there in Robert Mathis. He's been good for years. Is he a guy that you've watched over the last few years and maybe admired playing similar positions?
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely watched him on some plays while cutting up some film. He's a great get-off. I admire his get-off. He's a good player. He's a really good player.
What is that? So have you studied some of his moves?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I've watched some film and I've seen him play here and there, but he's like I said, he's a good player.
How important is it? You might look at luck and you see the great arm and his ability to come back and all that, but how important is it to be able to contain on a guy like that because he does have the ability to pull the ball down and kind of pick up that chunk yardage on the ground?
Right. Yeah, Andrew Luck, he's a strong player. He's fast as well. But as far as, you know, him being able to extend plays on the ground and throw the ball, you know, down the field, he's very dangerous. He's a dangerous player. And that's our job, you know, as defensive linemen and pass rushers, is to contain him.
How hungry are you to get back to live action? You know, now this is your second playoff. Mm-hmm. Was you the first time?
Excuse me?
You know, to get back to live action now?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited to play. I'm excited to go out on Saturday night and, you know, the premier game, and I'm excited to get going. I really am.
This team has been much better at home than on the road this year. Can you explain some of the reasons for that?
I have no explanation for that, but I feel like I play better in front of the fans, to be honest with you. I love playing here at Gillette Stadium, and there's no feeling like it.
Is the home field advantage overall, you think that's overrated?
People can say that. People can say it is.
Chandler, I think it was a 4th-and-1 play in the Colts-Chiefs game last weekend where Luck, I think, faked the handoff and then came around the end. I was curious how much that has been drilled into you, Rob Ninkovich, the idea of staying disciplined because of that threat that he has.
Right. Like I said, Andrew Luck is very talented. And a play like that, you know, everyone just has to do their job. You know, everyone has an assignment, and you have to execute that assignment, and hopefully it's contained.
What do you think of Costanzo when you watch him on tape? What do you see?
He's a good player. I played against him a little bit last year. That's a game I actually went down with an injury. And I played him against him in college. But, you know, this is the NFL now, so it's a lot different. But he's a good player. He's very long, he's athletic, and he can move very well.
Anything specific from your matchups against him, even going back to Syracuse, Boston College, that maybe stands out to you?
No, it's been a while. Yeah.
Your defense has suffered a lot of injuries. How confident are you in the middle of the field stopping the Colts' run?
Like I said, everyone just has to do their job. You know, Coach Belichick, he comes out with a game plan, and we just got to execute it, feed into it, buy into it, and everyone just has to be in the right places, and we should be fine.
How confident are you in some of those rookies who are taking big roles in their first playoff games?
Yeah, I've been praising Joe Valano a lot. Joe Valano, Chris Jones. Chris Jones, actually, he had 6 sacks in the season, so that's pretty good for his first time playing in the NFL. But those guys have been doing a great job. Jamie Collins as well, in the linebacker level. Yeah, a lot of credit goes to those guys. They're mental tough. They're very tough, and I'm excited for them to play Saturday night as well.
What are the biggest steps you've taken as a unit to gel? I mean, every team talks about coming together and certainly wanting to do that toward the end of the season. What are the big steps this defense has taken, do you think, in terms of coming together as a unit?
Just the camaraderie, you know, off the field. You know, we've been hanging out a lot off the field and just breaking up film together, just certain things like that, you know. Just the brotherhood, you know, just being, you know, being playing for the Patriots.
Any other questions for Chandler? Okay, thanks, Chandler.
You good? Thanks, guys.